This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and at jackstockwell.com. In a continuing effort to try to provide the best information here on the Good Day Health Show that I can, I try to keep up and present various topic subjects that are suggested to me by patients of my clinic in Salt Lake City. And so they'll listen, a lot of them listen to the Doug Steffen Show every day. And when the Good Day Health Show part that I'm involved with plays, they'll listen to what I have to say, and then the next time I see them, or they'll email the office, because I don't see my patients very often. It's not necessary that I do. They'll leave, can he talk about this? Can he talk about that? And they always hear me talking or quoting Thomas Edison, and as Thomas Edison indicated, that food is our best medicine. Always has been. And the thing that kept us alive before modern medicine stepped in the way and tried to, build on what Mother Nature had created, herbalists were always the people that those who were ill or sickly or whatever else would turn to for their care. And there are some very powerful herbs, but there's also some very powerful foods. But in today's diet, the thing I try to get my patients to understand is that it's not that hard to make good choices about food. What is hard is avoiding the non-foods that are presented as foods. So I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about that, and then I wanted to follow that up with some ideas of what would be some good food choices. And these are the things that I regularly talk to my patients about. And, because the diets of healthy people in non-industrialized countries, that we often refer to as third world countries, they don't have refined or denatured foods. They don't have ingredients in their foods like refined sugars or high fructose corn syrup. They don't have white flour in their foods. They don't have canned foods. They don't have pasteurized, homogenized skim or low-fat milk. They don't have refined or hydrogenated vegetable oils. They don't have protein powders. They don't have protein drinks. They don't have synthetic vitamins. And they don't have a bunch of toxic additives or artificial colorings. And yet when we think about third world, we think backward and we think that there must be all kinds of problems with these people, when in fact, a lot of them are very healthy. So the first and fundamental feature of these traditional diets is the fact that with all the things I had just mentioned, they don't contain industrially processed or refined foods. And, the list of processed food ingredients, including white sugar, white flour, canned condensed milk, canned foods, industrial seed oils made out of cotton seed. I mean, we wear cotton. We don't eat it. And the various corn oils that really aren't very good for the body at all. And when 100 years ago, there were, a half a dozen things that nutritionists were warning people about today, for crying out loud. The list is a lot longer, and I'm talking about, and the things I'm going to talk about now, I'm going to tell you things I recommend, but first I'm going to tell you the things that I believe is destroying the health of the citizens of our country. And while these things fill our bellies and give us a feeling of fullness and satiety, and we keep piecing at these things because the hypothalamus, an organ that is in your brain, underneath the brain, in fact, but a part of the brain, that is constantly watching the blood flow to make sure that the micronutrients that the various organs of our body require for optimal function is present in the bloodstream. And if it isn't present in the bloodstream, then you get these drives, these hidden hungers, this need to peace, because the brain is looking for these things. And if it doesn't get it, it's going to compel you with crazy desires and food choices that may not seem real to you, and you may pass them up because, oh, that, I don't eat that kind of stuff. I don't eat raw oysters. You know, I don't eat, drink raw milk, things like this, even though the brain is saying, I need this, I need this. So first of all, I want to tell you things that when I can get my patients to avoid these things, they just start feeling better. Just like patients who come in who are taking a dozen different prescriptive drugs. And I look at what they're taking, and I said, you know, this drug here is contraindicated in the presence of this drug. Who gave you these? And in many cases, it's the same medical doctor. And I said, well, you know, I can't advise you one way or the other legally what you should do about this, but I'm maintaining that a lot of what you're feeling right now is a side effect of these drugs, and you might want to go talk to the prescribing physician, see if they can get you something else. Now, even with that, because there's not a whole lot of people that I take care of that are on that many drugs. There's a lot of you, most of them are eating the kinds of things I'm going to tell you now you might want to start thinking about avoiding in your diet. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. And I'm talking about foods this morning in response to requests from my patients. And the first and fundamental feature, as I said earlier, of traditional diets 100 years ago, when we did not have heart disease, we had almost no cancer, we had very little arthritis, very little diabetes, very little obesity. The thing that was consistent with those diets is they did not have a bunch of industrially processed or refined foods. So here it is today, the modern day. What are some of the things that I know are going to rob you of your health? Well, refined sweeteners, for one thing. Processed sugars, high fructose corn syrup, often just labeled fructose now because the food labeling allows them to do that. Agave syrup, which is way concentrated fructose, not good for the body. Maltodextrin, fruit juices, these kinds of things that show up in commercially made pastries, cookies, donuts, protein bars, condiments, like ketchup. Ketchup is almost 50% sugar. Muffins, cakes, breads, ice cream, all these commercially made foods are loaded with all kinds of stuff that are very detrimental to your health. And then the industrially processed oils, soy, canola, corn, cottonseed, safflower, sunflower, that is present in cooking oils, present in potato chips, snack foods, fried foods, fast foods, salad dressings, mayonnaise, artificially whipped cream, margarines, spreads, and again, condiments. Now, there's healthier versions of these things. I'm going to tell you a source where you can learn about that. Also, white flour, the white flour that are in breads and pastas and crackers and cookies and pastries. These things fill the belly, but they have almost no nutritional content. And so you're slowly starving when you're eating these things. The extruded and the puffed grains that are in breakfast cereals and other products. Pasteurized, homogenized milk, low-fat milk, skim milk, all of these are detrimental to your health. If you're going to drink milk, drink raw milk from a reliable source. Artificial sweeteners like NutraSweet and Splenda that shows up in diet foods. The artificial flavors that are a part of commercial foods that come from MSG and a lot of other different things. And almost all processed foods, you're going to find some form of monosodium glutamate present because monosodium glutamate is known to enhance flavor. And so in the processing of foods, what usually happens is the flavorful part of that real food has been removed because it's the first thing to spoil. It's the first thing to go rancid in the processing. So those things have to be removed. And when the flavor is removed, you got to put some other kind of flavor in there. And that's why MSG is usually in there. And then there's additives like the artificial colorings and dough conditioners, preservatives, the modified starches, antifreeze. Oh, yes, there's antifreeze in a lot of your foods. That's present in almost all processed foods. And then the plant-based fake meats and the plant-based beverages such as soy milk, oat milk, rice milk. Milk comes from mammals. Milk does not come from plants. And the foods that contain soy protein and soy protein isolate, these are, again, detrimental to the health. And then foods that have the industrial and agricultural chemicals, the pesticides, herbicides, including those that get inserted into seeds through genetic engineering, in all foods that are not organic, in almost everything anymore that you can buy in a supermarket that's not organic, has the things I just mentioned present in those foods. And they rob you of energy. They rob you of health. They tend towards obesity. I often refer to Dr. Price. Dr. Price wrote the book, Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, 100 years ago. An incredible book. And as he studied traditional people around the planet, and I'll give you an example of that here shortly. And one thing he found, he called these ingredients that I just mentioned, and hardly any of these were present in his day. They've all exploded on the scene since. Some of them were present in his day, and he referred to them as the displacing foods of modern commerce. Because not only were they low in nutrients, they would displace the traditional foods that were rich in vitamins and minerals. And moreover, many of these ingredients are just overtly toxic. I mean, healthy traditional people never ate these things. But as soon as these foods were introduced into their diets, you know, often by well-meaning missionaries, their health began to decline. Until after one or two generations had passed, they were just as sick as the rest of us, even though they had been great specimens of health prior to that. So when you remove these ingredients from our diets, we need to learn how to prepare our own foods from real whole ingredients, or at least learn to purchase the prepared traditional foods, like naturally cured meats, pate, liverwurst, sourdough bread, raw milk, raw cheese, these kinds of things. We're going to be coming up to a break now. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, and I'll get into more of this at the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, one thing you're going to notice when you start to make a transition to a lot of healthier foods is that in time, you're not going to be so tempted by junk food and fast foods as you were before. For example, when you eat plenty of traditional fats like butter, lard, coconut oil, your craving for sweets within a week or two will go right out the window. And a dinner of good quality meat and organic vegetables, just baptized essentially in butter, may leave you so satisfied that you don't even want that bowl of ice cream after your dinner. And when you eat a breakfast of pastured eggs and clean bacon instead of cereal with skim milk, you're not going to be hungry till lunch or even later, and you're going to be a lot less tempted to get something from some vending machine before lunchtime. So here is a list of some steps that you can take. Some are easy, some are a little more difficult, to make the transition from processed foods into the foods that Mother Nature intended for us to eat. So, and I'll kind of go through them a bit quickly here. This show will be presented as a podcast later on at the Good Day Health Show that you can refer back to. But for processed foods, instead of margarines and spreads, use butter. Put butter on everything. That's what we have eaten for thousands of generations on this planet before there was any heart disease. The earliest records of heart disease in America started showing up in the medical journals between 1910 and 1920. Before 1910, there wasn't any. And cancer, in 1910, cancer was number 10 on the causes of death. Number one cause of death in 1910, accidental injuries, accidental death. So instead of margarines and spread, start using butter. Get back to the real traditional diets of Mother Nature. Instead of cooking oils, cook in lard, cook in bacon fat. These are oils that don't break down. The common oils that we use now to fry things in, breakdown turns into trans fats and are detrimental to the heart. Don't believe that fat, the cardiovascular disease theory that's still out there, even though it's been disproven many times. Instead of commercial salad dressings, make your own salad dressing with extra virgin olive oil and various flavored vinegars that are out there.
instead of Cool Whip, make real whipped cream. Instead of non-dairy cream, or use real cream, or use real half and half. Instead of commercial mayonnaise, make your own, using a coconut oil-based mayo. Now, I know this may sound like a high mountain to climb, but I'm telling you, on the other side of that mountain is abundant health into your 80s and 90s. Instead of commercial dips, make your own dip, using a very good organic sour cream and the other kinds of stuff that the dried onion soup or other things that you might want to mix in there. Instead of potato chips, the plain pork cracklings or homemade chips. Make your own potato chips. Slice up those potatoes and fry them in lard or fry them in bacon fat. Instead of the typical kinds of crackers, there are organic crackers out there that are made with olive oil or palm oil or coconut oil instead of the commercial oils that I was talking about. And instead of processed snacks, cheese and salami. Nothing wrong with that. Find a good source of raw cheeses and a good source of salami that's not loaded with preservatives. We'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show next. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. The search continues for a missing vessel used to explore the Titanic, but there may be some hope. According to an internal government memo, crews searching for the vessel carrying five people say they heard banging sounds in 30-minute intervals yesterday. It's unknown when the noises were heard or for how long. It's believed the submersible has less than 30 hours of breathable air left. Search efforts are focused on about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Water rescue expert Butch Hendricks says the rescue effort is no easy task because the sub appears to have no technology to signal its location on board.
There's no emergency deployed beacons that can tell you where it is. There's no beacon or emergency transmitter on it itself.
One possibility is that the submersible has become entangled on debris from Titanic. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I mentioned instead of the processed snacks, you know, if you're entertaining or you're, you know, watching a movie or something and you feel this need to do this, get some good cheeses. Most grocery stores have a rather decent deli section anymore, and you can shop through and get some really good cheeses. Most of the cheeses that come from France are made with raw milk. That's why French food tastes so good. One of the reasons, anyway. And then some salami or pepperonis or the other kinds of sliced meats that do not have the sodium nitrite, nitrate mixtures mixed in with it, and other kinds of preservatives, the kinds of things that must definitely be refrigerated so they don't spoil. Instead of supermarket breads, find the different bakeries in the neighborhood that have natural sourdough bread without having to add oils to it. And instead of French fries, make your own oven fries using lard or duck fat to prepare them in. And instead of fast food fried chicken, make your own fried chicken fried in lard. Do you remember when McDonald's French fries were fried in lard? I mean, you'd have to go back to the 60s for this. I mean, it was one of the great American delicacies was French fries from McDonald's. I remember as a freshman in high school,
1964, when the first McDonald's in our neighborhood back in the Washington, D.C. area opened up. And they had the little jingle, 47 cents for a three-course meal. You could have a small soft drink, a McDonald's hamburger, and regular fries for 47 cents. And, you know, this, you get the soft drinks at home. You know, you can get the hamburger at home, but you could not get that McDonald's fries at home because they were incredible. And other stores as well. Bakeries would use it, and restaurants would be using lard because lard is a very stable saturated fat. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, the saturated fat heart disease theory has been shot to pieces over and over again so many times. I don't even know why people continue to mention it. Pastries, cakes, donuts, you kind of want to minimize these as best as you possibly can. But if you're going to eat them, try to minimize as much as you can. But I'll tell you something else. In Utah, the sale of raw milk is legal. There's only one state in the United States that absolutely outlaws the sale of raw milk, and that's Nevada, of all places. I don't know why. I've looked into it, but I can't come up with a good reason why they do that. Half of the states in the Union allow the sale of raw milk. A little aside here regarding raw milk. The milk industry does not want raw milk out there to compete with pasteurized milk because it is absolutely the most delicious milk you can possibly drink. The proteins have not been altered by pasteurization. The fats have not been altered by pasteurization and homogenization. And as much as you may enjoy a glass of milk, if it's pasteurized and homogenized, it's going to mess up your gut. And you're eventually going to have some problems with it. Whereas raw milk, I could go into an entire hour here on just the concept of milk alone, is one of the most health-regaining foods that you can possibly consume. So instead of pastries and cakes and donuts, drink a glass of raw milk instead. Raw milk will last longer in a cold fridge than pasteurized milk. Raw milk does not spoil. It sours. Raw milk will end up souring if it sits around long enough. And that is a wonderful ingredient because of the processes that have already started taking place inside the milk to make it even more digestible. That's what happens when it sours. It's fermenting. Is a wonderful addition to the foods that you cook in the evening that you might be presenting for your dinner. In soups, gravies, sauces, casseroles, whatever else. Pasteurized milk on the other end does not sour. It rots because the enzymes that are present in raw milk are destroyed in the pasteurization process. And the milk industry does not want raw milk out there because it will force them to clean up their own industry. Milk is not pasteurized to protect you so much, though it is. Milk is pasteurized to protect the dirty milk that gets into the system. In other words, milk producers that regularly, every day or every other day, have their milk picked up in the big tanks to go to a pasteurization center somewhere, often will let milk through that should not be allowed through. There's pus in it. There's blood in it. There's other kinds of ingredients that you do not want to know is in that milk. And the only way they can protect a bad batch from ruining a good batch is they have to pasteurize the entire batch. It's something to keep in mind. And if you're in a state where raw milk is allowed, I would suggest you start drinking it because, well, on the one hand, I don't suggest you do it because it's very addictive. It is some of the most delicious ice-cold raw milk. I'll take a glass of that to a bowl of ice cream any day. All right, and so instead of industrial dairy products, you want to consume raw whole milk or fermented milk with cream that came from cows that were pastured. And if you go to realmilk.com, you can find out where the stuff is available, realmilk.com. Instead of soft drinks, I try to drink a good dose of kombucha every day, or kefir, or some other naturally fermented beverage. There's a water kefir that's a little thinner than the regular thicker kefir that you can buy in the stores. And then, you know, something like pizza. Oh, you mean I can't eat pizza? No, I'm not saying that. I occasionally have pizza. Occasionally. But save it for a special treat. It's not something you're going to order every day. And if you're going to eat pizza, make sure you order it with a thin crust. Because then you're not getting so much of the white bread and the white dough. But save it for a special treat, just something you're not going to be eating every day. Or make your own. Make your own. And there's different kinds of doughs out there. Now, they have pizza dough or doughs that are made out of cauliflower, interestingly enough. And if it's flavored correctly, it's hard to tell the difference. And it's not just enough to get gluten-free pizza dough. It's still bad dough. There are cheese crusts, the Parmesan cheese crust. So you have to, you have to get out and you have to look around a little bit. But it's very interesting to me when you start getting in to try to provide the best foods possible, the kinds of things that you discover. Now, one of the best sources of information on what I'm talking about is WestonAPrice.org. I mean, there is a lifetime of reading. There are recipes. There are videos. There are brochures. There are articles. Articles on modern foods. Articles on trans fats. Articles on the problems with soy. Articles on desserts and snacks and how to provide good, healthy ones in the home. Great brochures on sugar. Some of them in other languages, great brochures on soy. And again, it's at WestonAPrice.org, just like it sounds, Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, A-Price.org. And there's great podcasts. There's podcasts on how to avoid refined and denatured foods. There's podcasts on just eating real food. There's podcasts on what happens from the laboratory till the time it gets to the table. And why am I pushing this so much? Because food is still your best medicine. I honestly believe the two major causes of sickness and disease in America is either one, trauma that injured an organ, or malnutrition. And you just can't substitute some of the minerals that are necessary for life, iron and copper and iodine, with cakes and pastries and snacks and pastas and various kinds of breads, because these things are absolutely probably 90% or more devoid of the micronutrition that our bodies need. Heart disease, for example, and I'll kind of wrap up the program with this. Heart disease essentially was unknown before 1910. It was around 1910, 1911, the first article in the New England Journal of Medicine showed up where a cardiologist had discovered on post-mortem autopsy of one of his patients that had died of a heart attack, of this goopy, syrupy, sticky muck that was in the coronary arteries of his heart, of the patient's heart. He was absolutely shocked when he saw this stuff. What in the world is this? Because he hadn't seen it before. Now, to say that today seems kind of crazy, but back then it was unknown. So he wrote this article. It got published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and he said, "This is what I found." Did anybody else out there see anything like this? Between that and the next 10 years, these kinds of heart disease problems started showing up all over the place. And by 1950, when I was born, heart disease was the number one killer in America. Now, why? What happened? Did some virus from space show up or something crawl out of the ground? No. It's when the traditional breads that our grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents made out of fermented grains was replaced by white flour. When you take away the grain, the bran of whole wheat, that oil is loaded with vitamin E. And if there is a vitamin that is absolutely essential to heart function, they all are. But vitamin E is what I consider the vitamin for the heart. Now, I'm not talking about a tocopherol oil. The modern vitamin E products you see in the marketplace today are just tocopherol oils. The tocopherol oil is just the antioxidant that protects the real punch of a vitamin E compound that Mother Nature made for us. So when we went from whole grain fermented breads into the white bread, anywhere white bread is introduced into the world, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, cancer start showing up. Not because the white bread caused it. It's because what is not in that white bread that our bodies desperately need. These are the kinds of things I'll be talking about in future shows coming up here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Doug and I are going to be getting together here right after the break to continue the show. We'll see you then.
Provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Time now for a very important visit with a very important fellow that I have met last couple of years. Actually, we've been friends longer than a couple of years, although we started talking about what to do with my eyes. It seems like forever. It took me a long time. When people decide that they want to do something, whatever it is, it may be LASIK, maybe cataract surgery, it may be any number of treatments that are necessary. Dr. Benjamin from the Benjamin Eye Institute in Los Angeles is here to talk about what you need to be aware of. This is probably the best eye center you can find. It certainly brings in people from all over the country, all over the world, into his office in Beverly Hills. It's kind of a neat place. It's what you'd expect. It's kind of fancy, but there's a lot of attention that's given to detail. That's what I like about it as much as anything else. So how, you know, when people come in, how do you settle them in, and how do you determine quickly what it is they're going to need? Because most of the time when they come to you, they don't really know what they need, right?
Yes, good morning, Doug and friends. So ophthalmology is, you mentioned that the office is fancy. First of all, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. Ophthalmology is a very technology-intense specialty, right? For the diagnostic purposes, for everything that we require, we really do need to keep up with all the technology, all kinds of new imaging machines. In general, it's very important to keep in mind that ophthalmologists is very frequently, we call eyes of windows to the health. It's not just a window to the soul, but to the health. Very frequently, ophthalmologists is the first one to diagnose diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid problems, another seemingly unrelated malady. So it's very important for patients 40 and over to start visiting an ophthalmologist, even if they don't have any ocular complaints. In general, everybody over 40 will start developing what's called presbyopia, a need for reading glasses. And also that's the age when things that really do affect vision, such as glaucoma, cataracts, begin to rear their ugly head. So it is a good idea to visit someone at 40 and older.
At 40. Okay. I think that's when I was in my early 40s when I first started wearing the cheaters. I was 42, 43 maybe when I started with the 100s, and then it went to 200, and then it went to 300. And there are always levels, so it was 1, 125, 150, 170. It just kept every couple of years I'd get, and I have, after I had the operation with you, I have a box full of 45 or so glasses. I don't know why I'm keeping them. I probably should give them to somebody that can use them, because I'm getting a little bit better with each week or two. As I, you know, you said that it would take me 4 or 5 months to be able to, for example, at night see without seeing halos and lights and things like that.
Right.
But I had an extreme operation, and not everybody needs that.
Well, what you had is not really an extreme. It's an operation that probably everybody, by the age 65, about 50% of people have already had cataract surgery, because it is the most commonly performed surgical procedure in the Medicare system. Exactly, because it affects patients, as we get older. Mm-hmm. Cataract surgery is where we replace the cloudy or inflexible crystalline lens. Throughout the years, the lens becomes inflexible, it becomes stiff, and then eventually becomes so cloudy that even glasses cannot make it. But you described the increase in the lens prescription. That's a normal kind of progression. It's not really a disease. It's just a normal stage in life. And eventually, get to the point where glasses no longer help, and a lens replacement surgery is very common. If you remember from personal experience, it's performed with a laser. It literally takes minutes and immediate recovery. If you remember, as soon as we rolled you out of the operating room, you could already see.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic stuff. The reason that you are continually getting better quality of vision is neural adaptation. This is where your brain becomes better and better at using your lenses. That's why you experience improvement.
All right. So here's my recommendation. I say this lovingly and with all of the power that I have as an influencer. This is a great place to go to get it figured out and fixed. Dr. Arthur Benjamin, the number into that office is 310-275-5533. You can call them or you can text them. But if you're having eye problems, you want to get them straightened out, get to the bottom, call 310-275-5533. Dr. Arthur Benjamin, always good to have you here. I like talking to you and learning more each time we chat. This is Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.